We are learning Masechtas Nida, Daf Chav Ches Amar Aleph, and we are starting from Daf Chav Ches Amar Aleph, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 8 lines from the top. The Gemara said that, brought down a memra, that a mace that was burnt, Vishildoi Kayemes, means its form is still Kayam, the halach is that it's Tameh, and it's metame the big doors, not the small doors. So the Gemara wants to know, how is it possible to have a person who's dead and is burnt up that the form is still kayim? It's, if you ever saw ashes, they just blow away. So how does it stay in a form? Hechi dami makes shenisraf ashulda kayemis. How is it possible to have a dead person that its form is kayim? Amabaya. Baya says the case was that they burnt the mace on top of this board that's made of very hard leather, and it has like a base kibble. So it's like inside this leather form, and therefore even if it's burnt, it stays in one place. Rava says the case was that they burnt the mace on a piece of marble. And since a piece of marble also, and it was made of base kibble, it was made with a, it's like a receptacle, and therefore, since it's inside it, it's not going to blow away. Ravina Amar, they didn't mamish burn him to a crisp. They just burnt the mace, but it didn't become ashes. They just burnt it, but it didn't become ashes. It didn't actually become into ashes, therefore, it could still be kayam. So, to Gemara Vaita. We're going back to talk about things that have tumas leida, isha that has tumas leida, different type of miscarriages. Tana Rabbanan, hamapeles yad chatucha v'regel chatucha. A isha who miscarries a hand or a foot. Now, a hand or a foot is not a baby. It's not a leida. It's not a fetus. But halacha is ima tmeya leida. Why? Because we're worried with that really there was more to this guf, and that guf came out without her realizing it. And here you see a hand and a foot, so you know it's developed. And you worry that the other part of the fetus came out at a different time, and therefore she's tumas leida. Maybe the fetus wasn't a fetus that makes her tame. Let's say it wasn't a guf that could even live. But you're not worried it came from a guf that's not royu to be a leida. We're not worried about that. Rav Chista, Rav Huna, Damer Tavayu, Ein Oysen Leitayar. Rav Chista, Rav Huna, who says, you know, you're right that Machmir Lechumra that she has Tumas Leida, she told me for 2 weeks because maybe it was in a keva, but you do not give her any Meitayar because that's already a kula. You do not give her a kula of Meitayar. My time, or why not? Well, it might have, you know, for sure it's a Leida, right? You see a hand or a foot, you know, for sure it's a Leida. Why don't you give her a Meitayar? My time, because we're worried maybe when the other part come out. The other part came out maybe 3 weeks ago or 10 weeks ago. And now, 10 weeks later, the hand came out. So your meitayah is over by now. You're worried maybe that happened. Lichumra, you say the leida happened right now, so you're talking about 2 weeks. But lekula, you can't give a meitayah because maybe it already happened 10 weeks ago. So that's what Rav Chista, Rav Huna say. There's a tzad of hechika leidasa, that maybe the leida happened earlier, and therefore it's not matama. You know, you don't get the heter of the meitayah because maybe it's over already. Most of Rav Yosef is asking a kasha from a mishnah on daf chav tes amar aleph. Most of Rav Yosef hamapeles aisha is miscarries. Ain't doing ma'apila. Doesn't know what she was ma'apos. Doesn't know if it's a zachar and a keva. Loch is teisha of a zachar and a keva. And the Rishonim speak out that it's pashut. Of course, if she had miscarriage, not sure was zochan a keva. Obviously, teisha was zochan a keva. Zok the Rishonim, I'm talking about the Mishnah's talking about a case where it was mapil a yad chatucha, reg chatucha. Mamish our case. The case is that she miscarried a hand or a foot. And what does it say? It says teisha was zochan a keva. If we hold that in such a case, she does not get made any made tayar, and because we worry that the Iker Leda was 10 weeks ago, listen even Anida. It should say that you also choshes maybe she's Anida, because on the side that the Leda was 10 weeks ago, so now when she sees anything, any dam now, she's Anida. because she's already finished the Meitaya. So to say that when you don't know what happened, you should be Teshuva Zachar of Lenekeva of Lenida. And since it doesn't say it, it sounds like we go even Lekula, that's a Zachar and a Keva. Zach tomorrow, no. I'm a Baya. Really, she has to keep Nida also because we're scared maybe 10 weeks ago was the baby. I wanted them to say Nida in the Mishnah. I'm a Baya, you told Nida, if you tell Nida, have a Mina, I'm a Via Karmay Nacho. You would think that you're Mesupik, that there was no Leda at all. That's why he's saying she's a Nida. And if you're Mesupik, there was no Leda at all, she can't bring a carbon that's eaten because it's a Safik carbon. So have mina mevia karma in nechel. Kamashlo on the nechel that it's a vada carbon because when you mapil a yad chatucha, you're just not sure if it's a zoch in a keva. It's for sure a leida. It should bring a carbon. You're just not sure when the ikker part of leida was. That's why you don't have any meitaya. But a vada, it's for sure a leida, and a vada you'll have a carbon that's nechel. If you would have said lanida, you would think that the tzad there's no leida at all, and there's no carbon of a nechel. Therefore, it does not say vilanida in the Mishnah. Omrav Huna. Who's a different halacha? What happens if Haitzi Uber as Yadav Vechzira? There was an Uber, it stuck out its hand, it brought it back in, and then it was born a little later on. So Rav Huna says, Imoi Tameya Leida. She's ready to tell me Leida from now. Shenemar, Vahi Bili Dosa Viten Yad. Says in the Pasuk, this Pasuk is by Tamar's children. It says, Vayitain, it says, so she was giving birth, Vayitain Yad, Yad came out. So you see, a Yad is called Leida, so Rav Huna wants to learn from there that she's Tommy Leida if the Uber sticks a hand out. Most of Rav Yehuda asked from a Braisa, it says, Hoitzi Uber es Yad, eini mechashash chol davar. If a Uber sticks out its hand, you're not choishish v'eni toma. So you see, not like Rav Huna, you see that you're not choishish v'eni toma. Om Rav Nachman, Ledim efarsh leim neidi Rav Huna. I'll explain Pshat Rav Huna. Lachush Cheshashas. That it says Tumas Leida means you have to be Cheshash Tumas Leida. You made Tayar Lo Yavinu Lo Ad Nafik Rubei. But you don't give her the made Tayar until most of it comes out. Break the Gemara of Eini Mo Cheshash Chol Dava Kam. The Raisa says you're not Cheshash for anything. On by Eini Cheshash Chol Dava Med the Raisa. Av Med the Rabbanon you are Cheshash for hand. Val Krok Kam. Rav Huna said a Pasuk Vayitin Yad. So Gemara Med the Rabbanon across Macht Vama. So Gemara Med the Rabbanon. So the Gemara comes out like this: that if the Uber sticks out his hand, it's Tuma Leida from now. Avada, you made Taya, you don't get until later on when it's the real Leida. And what it means, Eine Cheshash Chodav means that Midaraisa there's no Cheshash whatsoever for anything. That's what Eine Cheshash Chodav means. And it's the Shaila is: does she get regularly made Taya from when the Ikka Leida is? Pasha, she would get Ikker, you may tell you from when the Leda is born, because the Haitz Yada is only a Gzeri de Rabbanon and has no din real Leda, Legabe, anything else, just Legabe Tumma. And it's like a, the Rabbanon said, it's like a Tumma, it's a Tumma's Leda of a Yad. But there's a crazier place here, and I sit a tire at the hand of the Shiloh, if they cut off, you may tell you a little bit. But Kaponim, what comes out, Lamai says, Rav Huna says, stick out a hand, she's Tame, mid de Rabbanon. But the Ikker, what? Right, that's a Smashma. So that would be the pashas, but on the other hand, we say that the tumah later starts from now the chumra, so then it should cut down the meitayar also.
Yeah, but haven't you learned
from it? Yeah, okay. Zog the Gemara right, the Mishnah now, new Mishnah. Hamapeles tumtum vajoyganis. Tumtum vajoyganis are both people who are safek zacha, safek nekeva. We know a zacha gets 1 week of yimei tumah and then 33 days of yimei tayar. On the keva is 2 weeks in Meitoma and 66 days in Meitoya. So you have a suffix. You go to Chumra both ways, right? Hamapeles tumtum vajoyganis, teshuv zochom in the keva. She has to have Yemei Tumah of an akeva, Lechumra, which means 2 weeks, and you only get Yemei Tumah of 33 days, which after seven days taken off that, you're only left with 26 days of Yemei Tumah. You go to Chumra. Tumtum Zachar, a dragon's Zachar, she has twins. She gives birth to a Tumtum and a Zachar, or a dragon's Zachar. Also, Teshuv a Zachar of an akeva. You go to Chumra, you Teshuv a Zachar of an akeva, because you're not sure if the Tumtum and the dragon's are a akeva, and therefore you're Tumtum 2 weeks. And you only keep him a tayar a minimum of 26 more days. Tumtum v'nekeva, or a joyous v'nekeva. She gives birth to a tumtum v'nekeva, or a joyous v'nekeva. Then, teshuv v'nekeva avad. Then it's very clear. It's 2 weeks of tumma and 66 in meitayar. Because even if the tumtum and joyous was a zachar, so what? What's the difference of Zakha? So Zakha is Tumma 1 week, that's included in 2 weeks of Tumma, and the 33 days in Meitar is included in the days in Meitar, you're getting Fin and Akeva. So if it's born Tumtum and Akeva, or Jogas and Akeva, you get, you have all the Dinim of Akeva. Mishnah is another din now. Yotza Machutuch, a regular baby comes out in pieces, Oy Mesuris, or obviously it's dead, but it's a navel, but came out in pieces, Oy Mesuris, or came out feet first, not head first. So what is it called a Leida? When the roiva comes out, then it's like a leida. Yotze kadarka came out in the normal way, which means the head first. The leida, when is it called the leida? When roiva, the head comes out. When the forehead comes out, that's called roiv of the head, and that's called a leida. You have all dini leida, is what? The forehead. The forehead, forehead doesn't come out first, by the way. The back of the head comes out first. So it's a lot, yeah. The back of the head comes out first.
It comes out the other way, though. It's not coming out first. You mean automatically?
No. Yeah, either the head comes out, always the automatic, or the head comes out first. It's the here that comes out first. And then the forehead, so it's ready. That's the right, but the right, that's the Mishnah saying. Dr. Gemara Vaita. So the first part of Gemara is going to handle the first part of the Mishnah, which is talking about Amapelas Tumtum Vajoginis. The second half of the Mishnah, Mechutach Masuris, the Gemara Dafchav Tesam Aleph, will talk about that. But the first part of Gemara is about Mapelas Tumtum Vajoginus. So what did it say? It said that if you give birth to a Tumtum or a Joginus, the halacha is you have to go to Chum or Zacha and Akeva. If you give birth to a Tumtum and a Zacha, what's the halacha? You also have to go to Chum or Zacha and Akeva. So Gemara has a kash on that. Hash to Tumtum Luchudei, Vajoginus Luchudei, Oma Teish of Zacha and Akeva. Now you're saying that a Tumtum itself, you have a Chum or Zacha and Akeva. Tumtum and Zacha, Jogin Zacha, my boy, you have to tell me if a Tumtum and a Zacha is born, and Jogin Zacha is born, you go to Lechumra? Like, what's the Zacha of Maila Mayrid? What's he doing right here, the one that was born with? What's that Negei? Who cares? How would that change things? So, Tomorrow, you know what? Say the Chiddush like this. It's Zacha, I will tell you, Mahal Varam Yitzchak, Isha Mezras Tchila, you let a Zacha. Yitzchak says a memra that if the Isha is Mezras Tchila, she gives birth to a Zacha. Isha Mezriya Tchila, the Isha Mezriya first, then you let the Keva. So Ema, you would say, mid the high Zacha, since this is Zacha, so high Zacha and high Zacha, the Tumtum sure is a Zacha also. Tumtum is a Zacha, we're not sure. But we can say, since that twin's a Zacha, it must have been that Isha was a Zvira Tchila. If Isha was a Zvira Tchila, this Tumtum is also a Zacha. Kamash Malam, you don't say that. Why? Ema Shneim is Zvira Vas Achas, maybe both of them was Mizri at the same exact time. Zu Zacha, Zu Nekeva, this is a Zacha, this is a Keva. So, it's not a raya because it's a zacha. This is a zacha also because maybe they're both mazria and this is one's a zacha, one's a nekeva. That's the chiddush over here. They still choishes for nekeva. When a tumtum and a zacha are born, you're still choishes for a nekeva.